from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Evacuation in Aleppo resumes. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended Friday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in today's evacuation, which is yet to begin. The Syrian government suspended evacuation Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women, in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. The deadly attack also left the male driver dead. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the violence. A spokesman for the Taliban denied its involvement, saying the Islamist insurgency has nothing to do with the attack. At least 13 Turkish soldiers were killed Saturday and dozens more were wounded when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus carrying off-duty military personnel near the entrance of a university in the central Turkish city of Kayseri, according to officials. Turkish news agencies are reporting that the bus had stopped at a red light when a car pulled up alongside it and exploded. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. The president frequently refers to the Kurdish Workers' Party as the separatist terrorist organization. The 13 people killed in the blast and 48 of those wounded were off-duty military personnel, according to military officials. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A leading member of an opposition party coalition known as the Rassemblement is urging the Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila to reach an agreement with the group and step down to allow a smooth transition. President Kabila's official second and final term expires on December the 19th. He says, according to Freddy Mbayumu Matungulu, the leader of the opposition Congo Nabiso Party, a court ruling that paves the way for President Kabila to remain in office after his term expires lacks credibility and support from the public. With more on what's going on in the DRC, here's William Clowes for VOA.
On Saturday, negotiations between President Joseph Kabila's political alliance and the Congolese opposition entered a fifth day. The Catholic Church, known as CENCO, is overseeing the talks and hopes to strike a last-minute compromise before December 19th, the end of Kabila's final mandate. Many worry that the arrival of the date could bring with it a period of unrest triggered by the president's decision not to step down. Kabila is deeply unpopular in Kinshasa and the population is approaching Monday with a combination of trepidation and excitement. Louis, unemployed like many in Kinshasa, likened Kabila to a tenant in a rental home. "We are the landlord," he said, "and we say that he leaves our house, the Congo." William Clowes for VOA News, Kinshasa.
At his end-of-the-year news conference, President Obama said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. When asked if he believed the hacking was responsible for the election loss of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to Republican Donald Trump, Mr. Obama did not answer directly. He did say the U.S. would respond in kind for Russia's hacking.
At a point in time where we've taken certain actions that we can divulge publicly, we will do so. There are times where the message will be directly received by the Russians and not publicized.
President-elect Trump says he does not believe any Russian hacking was designed to sway the election toward him. He said he won fairly in the November election. Possibly thinking a major U.S. aid package had been terminated, an enraged Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said goodbye to the United States in retaliation today and threatened to dissolve an agreement that allows U.S. troops to visit the Philippines. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, a U.S. government aid agency, did not actually cancel the aid. The agency instead deferred a vote on the renewal of the aid for the Philippines, subject to a further review of concerns about rule of law and civil liberties in the Philippines. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.